from Always Best Care. They'll be stopping by, but we always like when we come to a community, talk to the people in the school system. We've got Superintendent Brian Willingham joining, or Bruce Willingham. Good morning.
Morning.
Bruce, let's talk about the state of the Midview schools. Well, and a little bit about you, because you haven't been in that top job for too long. What brought you to Midview?
I came to Midview last August, and I fell in love with the community right away. It's a great district, great community, so I feel very fortunate to, obviously be here, have gotten the job. But the thing that really drew me to Midview, I really think, is the programming that is offered. We do a lot of really nice things for kids, a lot of great things instructionally, and that was important to me. I wanted to build upon that. It was nice to come into a district that I didn't have to recreate, redo everything. We had some really good things going on, so let's build on those and kind of move forward. One of the things I was most proud of is our Project Lead the Way program. So we're a Project Lead the Way district. That's STEM engineering, science, technology, engineering, and math. We've had a real strong focus, with that across the district. But the thing I like about the approach that we have in Midview, which is a little different from a lot of school districts, is that we really focus on all students. In a number of districts, there's magnet programs, there's pull-out STEM programs, you can apply to go to different programs. Every one of our kids in Midview gets STEM education, all the way K-12. The focus is really there 7 through 12, but we have modules that, go into the elementaries as well, which I'm very pleased with. And when you have a successful program and that's shown, next Tuesday, the 16th, we actually have 5 school districts, a number of community partners coming in to see what we do, what our teachers do every day. Project Lead the Way chose us as a showcase school, so we're extremely proud of that. It really shows that we're doing great things every day for kids, and again, that goes back to our staff. Our teachers just do a fantastic job, and that's really what drives that program. So
we often hear so much about state mandated testing. Does having that kind of program, the Project Lead the Way, where you're dealing with all of this, you're bringing that to all of the students, does that help with how they test out?
Well, we believe so. I mean, at the end of the day, kids are more than tests. Tests are important, but again, it's one piece of data. It's one snapshot in time. I think if you look at what we're trying to accomplish, we're trying to prepare kids for life beyond high school, college, careers. You look at what they call 21st century skills. You look at critical thinking, collaboration, communication, creativity, right? Those are the things that you're really trying to, get kids to do. And STEM education allows for that. I got to walk into a second grade classroom and saw kids working on a project to get a pencil to stand on its pointed end. Now, that's a real problem that kids have to collaborate and come up with some very creative ways to solve that issue. So,
can you let us in on any secrets? I think Bruce and I would like to do that
someday. Well, I was just going to say, if I was doing that back when I was in school, the teacher would say, hey, pay attention to what I'm doing. Quit trying to make that pen stand on its end. There were some clever kids in our class. But it's a simple problem-solving thing, I guess, for them to do.
It absolutely is. Problem-based learning is very important, right? Because when kids, get into the real world, what are they doing? They're solving problems. They're solving issues. And they've got to learn how to work together to try and do that. We all can't come up with, every answer on our own. And our teachers are really doing a nice job of, infusing that into what they do. And that's difficult. It's a different way of teaching. In old school teaching, your teacher stood there and they gave you every answer and you were supposed to regurgitate all of those things to them. Now it's a teacher's a facilitator and a guide. And, instead of giving the answers, you're trying to get kids to locate them, find them, discover them, so it's just a little different focus.
Your buildings are also, I guess, part of that too. There's a lot of new buildings that you've got in the in the district, so you're not dealing with sort of these older structures of like some of the systems where they have more collaborative spaces, I would assume, that are in a lot of the different schools.
Yeah, our elementaries for sure allow for some collaborative space. We have some pods at the end of each one of those where kids can actually come out into the hallway and there's space to do that. Our middle school is the same. Our high school is a little more limited. It's older, obviously. than the middle school and elementaries. But while space is tight at the high school, we're still able to, you know, redo some rooms. Our engineering lab is actually getting redone this year over summer so that the space is utilized a little more easily, so that the robots have a little bit more space and things to work. So.
Did you say robots?
He said robots.
I said robots.
Wow. We're being replaced. They're being replaced by robots, I guess.
Pretty cool. Huh? You mentioned getting things ready for the summer. What else is going on or will be going on during the summer to get you ready for the fall?
Well, there's always a lot in the summer. May is always busy winding down, and then June really starts the revamping for, you know, where we're going to go. We're not going to abandon, you know, what we've done and what our focus is. Our focus has been critical thinking skills, higher order thinking, our focus is going to remain that. But now it's time to begin taking that again to the next level. Still working on our questioning, getting away from more of the recall. You know, transfer of knowledge is the most important thing. So that's really what we're working towards, trying to get kids to be able to take something they've learned and apply it someplace else. And that's really our focus. So again, you know, our administrative team, you know, did a book study this year. Our director of education actually worked with a group of teachers for college credit with the same book, and there was a lot of really good feedback that we got from that. So I think we'll just continue moving in that same direction. We'll take a look at our scores. We'll see kind of what areas, based on the data, we need a little more help and focus. But you know, again, you know, the scores don't define who we are all
sure.
the time.
So as you wrap up this school year, head into the next, where do you stand financially?
Financially, it's going to be a little tighter. The proposed governor's budget right now is actually cutting us $530,000. So a $500,000 is definitely something that is a little scary. So we're going to try our best to, you know, tighten things up where we can without really cutting any programming for kids or, you know, losing any staff or anything like that. And I think we'll be able to do that, but it's definitely going to be a little bit tighter. It's going to be a little more of a challenge this year for sure.
What about the pursuit of grants, outside money, anything like that?
That's one thing our staff does really well. We've been very lucky that we've had a lot of nice companies that have worked with us. One is actually coming up after us, Lorraine Medina Rural Electric. They've done a nice job. Ross has been just fabulous to us. Ridge Tool, the Nord Family Foundation, LCCC. I mean, we've had a nice group of partnerships. Some of these outside grants have really helped with us, you know, getting more technology for kids and just, you know, supplementing the program in ways that, you know, we wouldn't necessarily be able to do ourselves. So that's been, you know, really important to us. You know, the other thing financially that I have to mention that I'm really proud of is for the third consecutive year, our district has won the State Auditor's Award, and that is completely attributed to our treasurer, Nikki Spriggs, and her staff. They do an absolutely fantastic job, and, for people who don't know, you know, Nikki, you know, she's a hidden gem, absolutely fantastic treasurer. So, you know, on that front, you know, fiscally, I think we're very responsible, to the community and looking for some of that stuff. So, yeah.
Graduation. Not too far away.
Not too far.
I guess this is sort of the final month for most of the
yeah.
students, kind of like that,
getting
things ready for the for their future. And it's great to have you stop in this morning as we spotlight Grafton, Superintendent of Grafton Schools, Bruce Willingham. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Your time.
Thanks for having me.
We got folks, as Bruce mentioned, from Lorraine Medina Rural Electric coming up next. You're on Spotlight on Grafton.